The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 7th, 1974, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Suta Goswami said, while Maharaj Parikshit was residing in the capital of the Kuru Empire, the symptoms of the age of Kali began to infiltrate within the jurisdiction of his state. When he learned about this, he did not think the matter very palatable. This did, however, give him a chance to fight. He took up his bows and arrows and prepared himself for military activities.
Maharaj Parikshit, the ideal monarch, Dada Parikshit Kurujangali Avasat. He was so powerful king that there was no possibility of anyone rising against him. He was so powerful. Therefore he was peacefully living in his capital, Kurujangali. So he was not getting any opportunity to fight, because there was no enemy with whom to fight. But as soon as he got the news that Kali has entered in the jurisdiction of his kingdom, he got the chance of fighting. Those who are sportsmen, they want to play. Naturally, one who is expert in some art, just like there was one, Bhasmasu. So, Bhasmasu or Bhavimasu, what is the name? Bhavimasu. The Bhavimasu, by the grace of Lord Shiva, he got 1,000 hands. And he wanted to fight, but he was so powerful that nobody would dare to come before him to fight. Therefore he was practicing to fight with the hills and mountains and cracking them and smashing them. So one day he complained to Lord Shiva, my Lord, you have so kindly given me the hands to fight, but I don't find any opponent to fight. So, what is this use of these hands, Swamini? The Lord Shiva could understand that he is a demon. So he said, you rascal, one day you will find some enemy when your desire will be fulfilled for good. So he had to fight with Krishna, and Krishna finished him. So it is a natural desire. So Parikshit Maharaj had no desire to fight, but he got the news that the Kali has entered. His grandfathers, the Pandavas, left kingdom, and now the Kali is coming. Let us retire timely. So the next king, our grandson, will look after it. Not that everyone should remain at home until he is forced by death to get out of home. That is not very nice principle. One should retire timely. That is the system, Vedic system. Brahmachari, suppose one lives for 100 years, 25 years remain brahmachari at the center of guru. 25 years. The guru teaches him to remain brahmachari, rustic brahmachari. just like my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he was brahmachari. He was brahmachari, strict brahmachari. Ideal personality. So that is recommended for everyone. Up to 25 years age, nobody should have any connection with women. That is brahmachari. Strictly, that brahmachari rules and regulations are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that he would go door to door for collecting alms for his spiritual master and address every woman as mother from the very beginning. From 5 years old, if a child is trained to call all women as mother, naturally his culture is different. Because he has learned to call all women as mother. He has no other, he's a small child. Any woman comes before him, he knows he's my mother. This was the practice. That is, not only religiously, but morally, it is so good to look upon all women as mother. That is the system. Still, in India, any unknown woman who has no introduction with him, he is addressed Mataji. That is, she may be just like daughter or granddaughter, but one would address as a respect to the woman as mother, Mata. This is Indian system. Now, some rascal is having to be with Bohinji, sister, and that is not Shastri. In this Shastra, all the women, except one's wife, should be addressed as mother. That is the instruction by Chanakya Pandit, the great politician moralist. He says that who is learned scholar? He was himself a very learned scholar. But he is giving definition of learned scholar. What is that? Matrivat paradareshu. Anyone who sees all women, paradareshu. Paradaram means other's wife. Paradarishu, matrivat, not his own wife, but other's wife. So except one has got one wife and all others, other's wife, the matrivat paradarishu, to treat and see other's wife as mother. Matrivat paradarishu, paradarbeshu lostavat. And others' property as garbage in the street. And nobody is interested in the garbage on the street. Similarly, if one is not interested in anyone's property, it may be insignificant thing, but one cannot touch it. Tena tak tena bhunjita madhida kasyati dhanam. This is the Upanishad. Is Upanishad, Vedic Indian, sir. Go to the Bible. Magda kasyachit dhanam. Don't touch any other property. Tena taktena bhunjitha. Whatever is given by Krishna, God, as his prasadam, you accept it. That you can enjoy. Don't touch anything. Similarly, a person should be so nicely trained up that the one wife who is religious by performing religious ceremony is given to him, he should be satisfied with him. Not to see other women adulteration. This is Kali Yuga. This is Kali Yuga. That is adulteration, prostitution is common affair. Common affair. Nobody sees other's wife as his mother. Nobody. Neither no man sees other's husband as father. No. So Maharaj Parikshit, when he saw that the principles of Kali Yuga, meaning adulteration, prostitution, animal killing, drinking, intoxication, gambling, these things have coming gradually. Because these Kali Yuga, this is Kali Yuga, just like before, winter, there is some wind, very cold. One can understand now winter is approaching. So, of course you cannot stop winter, but you be careful so that you may not catch cold coming. You dress yourself nicely, have warm clothes. You cannot, it is no use fighting with the seasonal changes. That is not possible. Just like it is raining. It is no use to fight with the cloud and rain stop it. That is not possible. But you can take raincoat, umbrella, so that you may not be affected. That is your duty. So Kali Yuga has entered. Kali Yuga has entered all over the world. Not now, 5,000 years ago. During the time of Maharaj Parikshit. Gradually, people are degrading. Only on these principles. Illicit sex, animal slaughter, intoxication and gambling. These are the four pillars of the platform of Kali Yuga. So Maharaj Parikshit, that means 5,000 years ago, all over the world, these things were unknown. You won't find in history these things. So, as king, he has to punish the debauchers, the rogues, the thieves. So, immediately he becomes alert. He said, Nishamma Bhartyam Anatipriya. When he got news, so although no enemy is there attacking, but Kali is attacking. Kali is attacking. Kaling pravistam nija chakravartite. Pravistam. Kali has already entered in his own jurisdiction. Chakravarti. The chakra, chakra means circle. And bharti means remaining in the center. So a king is supposed, a king or the spiritual master at the head is supposed to be the center of a circle. So his kingdom is supposed to be the circle, he is the center. Nija chakravartite. Within his jurisdiction, within the circle. Kaling pravishtam. Nishamma. As soon as he heard, he became alert to punish. That is a responsible thing. Not that they want to drink and we can levy tax for drinking. Because by encouraging people drinking, that we see in India now. Gandhi started his movement on this basis. Nobody could drink even tea. At least amongst his associates, nobody could drink even tea. No cigarette. Gandhi was very strict. And, of course, he could not prohibit, but he was also against illicit sex, drinking, gambling. But he prohibited. He introduced prohibition in so many states. But now government is encouraging. Government is giving license. Yes, openly you can drink. Police influence, meat eating. In India, at least, we never saw big signboard, the beach saw. In an upper country, even there was, always there are meat eaters. So the meat saw is kept out of the vision of public. I mean to say, privately one could purchase. And if one was accustomed to eat meat, he could not get the chance daily. Because in the family, no Hindu family will allow meat eating or fish eating, no. In our childhood, I have seen our family also. He wanted to eat meat, then he would do 100 miles away secretly. Nobody will know. Or he'll go to some rascal hotel. That was the system. Now they are keeping chickens, everyone's root. This is the advancement. Police advancement. And government is giving license. Yes, we manufacture liquor. Because it is a great profit for government. I know, I had also license to keep in my medical business this rectified spirit. Rectified spirit means pure alcohol from which whiskey is made. Absolute alcohol. So I know that the cost of rectified spirit distilled by the government was 1 rupee per gallon. 1 rupee per gallon. But the same rectified spirit, when turned into liquor by some process, not any very difficult process, just making it coloring or flavoring. The real thing is the rectified spirit. The government would charge 60 rupees per gallon. The cost is 1 rupee. And they would charge 60 rupees. Because government knew it or knowing that when a man becomes drunkard, he will drink at any cost. At any cost. Pramatya. Pramatya. Matta means mad, and pramatya means prakishta rupinava. So, people are already mad under the influence of this material nature. And our government all over the world encouraging that you become more mad, more mad. This is their welfare activities. So, Maharaj Parikshit was not that kind of government. It is the duty of the government, of the king, to see that the citizens are properly raised to the spiritual platform, Krishna consciousness. That is the duty of the government. Therefore, the social division is Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, Chaturvarnam, Maya system, Gunakarma, Vibhagasa. The Brahmanas should be ideal teachers of Vedic understanding. The Kshatriyas should follow, even by force, just like Parikshit Maharaj. As soon as he heard that Kali, these four principles of Kali has already entered, he immediately took his bows and arrows. Who is that rascal? He's drinking. Kill him. That was king. Kill him, that rascal. So if one man is killed because he was drinking, then others will be very careful. That was king's duty. Anyone has got illicit sex, kill him. Anyone who is drunkard, kill him. Anyone is eating meat, kill him. No other consideration. directly kill him. Then you see, within a few years all these things will stop. Within a few years. But the government must be strong. But the government wants that you go to hell by drinking. But we are making profit. 1 rupee cost, we are getting 60 rupees. Go on with this business. This is Kali Yuga. Everyone is doing his own personal interest. The Krishna consciousness movement is quite opposite. Only interest of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. No more personal interest. They are thinking of personal interest. But they do not know what is personal interest. These rascals. Just like the same example I have given many times, that the part and parcel of my body, suppose this hand gets one nice sweetmeat, and if the fingers think that it is our personal interest to enjoy the sweetmeat, that is mistaken idea. The fingers catching a sweetmeat cannot enjoy it. The real interest, personal interest is, give it to the stomach. Don't smash it. Give it immediately to the stomach, and your interest is fulfilled. Immediately your fingers will be red. This is personal interest. To enjoy through Krishna, not directly. But these rascals, they do not know. They defy Krishna. Why Krishna? I am Krishna. I am God. I am everything. And therefore they are suffering. They do not know, actually, how to fulfill the personal interest. That we are teaching. Fulfill your personal interest through Krishna. Nati vidu sartha gati nahi Vishnu. Durasayaji bahirathamanina. Andhajathandhi rupaniyamana stipi satantra udami bhagya. The rascals, they do not know that his personal interest is Krishna. That he doesn't know. That's what he is asking. Krishna says, it is not that we have manufactured this world. Krishna says, namāga duṣkitanam mūḍhā prapadyante narādhamā. Krishna is asking everyone, please surrender unto me. Give up all this nonsense engagement. That is his interest, the living entity's interest. You surrender or not surrender to Krishna, what Krishna gains or loses? He has got many servants. He can create his servants. He doesn't require your service. But if you surrender to Krishna and render service unto him, that is your interest. That is your interest. They do not know this. So, nati vidu sarthapatim hi Vishnu durasayaji bahirathamanina. And people, the blind leaders are teaching everyone that this is your interest. You eat whatever you like, you drink as much as you like, you go on gambling. If such leader is there is no restriction of eating. If such Samiji comes, that you can eat everything. Very good Samiji. And this Samiji is very conservative. Just like Allen Ginsberg told me, Samiji, you are very conservative. Because I restrict. But he does not know that actual benefit will be derived when you are actually conservative. Otherwise, you are going by the waves of Maya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore said, Kano Mayara Vase Jaccha Bhese Khaccha Habudubu. You are being washed away by the waves of Maya, material energy, illusion. Why you are putting yourself in such dangerous conditions, sometimes being drowned, sometimes trying to... This is struggle for existence. The only remedy, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jeevi Krishna Das Evishas Kulle Tar Dukkha Nai. If you accept this principle, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then you become immediately saved from this washing away by the waves of Maya. So already anyone who is in this material world, he is being carried away by the waves, the three guna, the three modes of material nature. Somebody is carried away in goodness, sometimes in passion, sometimes in ignorance, but everyone is being carried away. Triguna Vishaya Vedan is Triguna Bhavarjana. So everyone is being carried by the material modes of nature. One has to become above this. Nistrayu. How it can be? That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasivat. Sagunana samati tayita brahma bhuya. Immediate. So it is the king, it is the duty of the king, it is the duty of the government, it is the duty of the father, it is the duty of the guru, it is the duty of the husband to see that his subordinate is being trained up in Krishna consciousness in this life, so that there will be no more death. Namo chayasa samupita mrittam. People do not know that he is being carried away. One is being carried away by the clutches of Maya in the cycle of birth and death. They do not know it, neither they want any solution, although everyone does not want to die. But no scientist, no philosopher can give you any information that death can be checked. There is a way. Here is the Krishna consciousness movement whereby you can stop your process of birth and death. Tapta dehang punarjanma naiti, mameti kaun. He comes back. These things are there. The information is there. The process is there. Everything is there in Vedic knowledge, Vedic cultivation. Simply people have to take it. Then they will be happy. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.